bitter partisan divisions in what traditionally has been a bipartisan and secretive Senate Intelligence Committee burst into public view yesterday. Republicans, who control the panel, charged that an internal Democratic staff memo that they discovered and gave to Fox News proved that Democrats were trying to turn a 5-month investigation of intelligence on Iraq into an election year attack on President Bush. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Democratic staff memo, first disclosed Monday night by Sean Hannity of Fox News, urges the intelligence panel's minority to use its right to call for an independent investigation if Republicans continue to refuse to broaden the scope of the probe. Under the panel's special rules, only 5 signatures by committee Democrats are needed to do so. The memo says, quote, "We can pull the trigger on an independent investigation at any time, but we can do so only once." And it goes on to say the best time to do so would probably be next year. This, it says, would be the best way to expose, in its words, the administration's dubious motives and methods in making a case for a, quote, "unilateral preemptive war with Iraq." Republican committee member Trent Lott of Mississippi denounced the document yesterday on the Senate floor.
We see this memorandum that outlines a political plan of attack in the Intelligence Committee. Our adversaries around the world must be smiling this morning. They must be enjoying watching us fight among ourselves instead of focusing on doing what we need to do to get the kind of intelligence we need to do the job against the terrorists around the world.
Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert also weighed in. He said in a statement, it seemed Democratic leaders wanted to play politics with the nation's intelligence agencies. West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who's the Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, said he had neither authorized nor distributed the memo, which he called a draft.
I do regret the impression, most sincerely regret the impression, that the draft memo has apparently given some of my Republican colleagues, but it clearly reflects staff frustration that the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation has not tackled all of the tough issues and frustration with the difficulties we have had in obtaining information from the administration.
Rockefeller said the document's disclosure raised serious questions about how the Republican majority on a security-conscious committee that meets behind closed doors got unauthorized access to the Democratic minority's private internal materials. The real issue for concern, he said, was the refusal by the panel's Republican chairman, Pat Roberts, to widen the intelligence probe to include the administration's use of what agencies were producing. Roberts came to his own defense on the Senate floor.
There should be no legitimate question as to our approach or our dedication to following the information no matter where it leads. I've said that over and over. We have asked the hard questions, and when the inquiry is complete, I believe strongly the facts will speak for themselves.
That insistence, Rockefeller replied, left Democrats on the Intelligence Committee with only 2 alternatives.
Either abandon what we believe is a fundamental obligation of this body to the American people, as is laid out in the Senate resolution creating us, or reluctantly part ways and use our rights as a minority to get the job done on our own. I prefer not to do that.
But other Democrats warn that the political dispute over how broadly Iraq intelligence should be examined is driving the committee toward an unprecedented split, one that would harm the long-standing tradition of cooperation on intelligence. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle.
I don't think there's any doubt that at some point, if we're not successful in involving the Republicans in a full investigation as to both the quality of intelligence as well as the use of intelligence, we have no choice but to begin the investigation ourselves.
But Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts clearly is seeking to avoid such a politically embarrassing fracture.
I have been asked, where do we go from here? The answer is simple. We go back to work. We build a bridge and go back to work.
Roberts said he would only consider the Democrats' request for broadening the scope of the intelligence probe once a final report on the current investigation has been issued. He said last night that's unlikely to happen until next year. David Wellner, NPR News.